DSM.com.
DSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into the program. A new week here on the program. And of course, today is the day a lot of people have been looking forward to. It is, of course, the day after WrestleMania. It is, but I know you've all been looking forward to the solar eclipse that's happening later on today. And of course, we will talk about that. We discussed on Friday what some of the local schools are doing for it. And I actually have an article up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app where I spoke to, reached out to some of the local schools to see what they had planned. Because as if you remember, we were talking about how Dighton-Rehoboth was saying that they weren't going to have kids leave the classroom. That they were going to keep kids in the classroom during the solar eclipse. And there were a lot of comments from people saying, you know, I can't believe you would do that. This is, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime possibility to see a, well, we'll have 90% totality here on the South Coast, but, you know, 90% solar eclipse with clear skies where we can actually see it here in New England. And you're going to say, oh, no, sorry, kids. Maybe in 20 years, the next one will be just as visible, but probably not. So a lot of the schools have made plans for kids to be able to go out and watch the eclipse. A lot of them have also made arrangements because it is going to happen. And in fact, totality will happen while some kids are on the bus. High school kids, you'll probably be released and maybe even be home by the time it hits totality at around 3:30. But elementary school kids, they'll be on the bus. And now you've got a bus full of kids with one driver who has to keep his eyes on the road or her eyes on the road. When you've got, I don't know how many kids fit in a school bus, but you've got a bus full of kids all looking out the window at a solar eclipse. Who's ensuring that they were all wearing eye protection? Even if you have a bus monitor, that's still one person keeping an eye on a bus full of kids. So it's logistically a very difficult situation. So a lot of schools are saying, hey, if you want to come and dismiss your kid, that's fine with us. And then a lot of schools were saying, well, we'll have a viewing party and kids can stay late. But I spoke to, or I reached out to rather, a number of local schools, school districts, and so many of them acquired eclipse viewing glasses for all the students and staff and are giving them the option of, you want to stay inside, you can. You want to come out, you can. If your parents want to come and dismiss you, they can. Many of them have incorporated the eclipse into classroom lessons. I thought this was an interesting note from Freetown-Lakeville. Athletic director at Opponquit High School, Jim Cabusio, reached out to all the sports team's opponents for today. Because we are in the spring sports season. He reached out to all of the Lakers' opponents today and was able to adjust the times so that the game times could start after the eclipse. Typically, a lot of games start at 3:30. I know that from years and years and years and years and years of covering high school sports. A 3:30 start was generally preferred by us sports writers because it meant the game was usually over by 5, 5:30. You could go back and write your article and probably be done by 7, 7:30, which would be, you know, 8 o'clock maybe at the latest, which would be plenty of time before deadline, as opposed to a 7 o'clock game where you're holding up deadline. So 3:30 is when most of those games would start. Jim Cabusio was able to make it so that those games could start later. And maybe some other schools did that as well. But the other part of it, too, is if you're having a game in the middle of the eclipse, that's going to be a distraction. And again, it's all about safety today. Enjoy the eclipse. Watch the eclipse, but do so safely. That also means if you're driving, don't be driving and looking up at the eclipse. You know why? Because you need to wear eclipse viewers to look at it, which you cannot drive wearing. If you can drive wearing them, then you probably have ones that aren't good enough, and you're going to burn your eyes out when you look at the sun. I saw on social media this weekend a lot of people looking last minute for eclipse viewers and people saying, oh, I saw some here, I saw some there. Well, hopefully the ones that you saw and the ones that people are going and picking up are safe. The basic rule of thumb is if you put them on right now and they block out all the light, then they're safe for viewing. If you put them on and you can still see, or if light is coming through, they're probably not good enough. The other thing that people will make a mistake on is they will point their phone directly at the sun. Now, pointing your phone at the sun does not make it okay for you to then look at the screen without eclipse viewers, first of all. Secondly, you should not be pointing your phone at the sun unless you have a filter over the camera lens, or else you'll damage your phone. And you don't even need to go out and get a fancy filter. The same eye protection that you're putting on your eyes would also work for your phone. So if you wanted to look through your phone, you could put your glasses over your phone lens and then look at the screen of your phone, but don't look up at the sky then. But if you heard at the end of the news there, who wants to experience it by looking through their phone? There's going to be plenty of eclipse photos. You don't need to take them. Look up in the sky and enjoy it for yourself. If you do have extra eclipse viewers, you could probably use one of those and put it over your phone and keep some on your face. That's probably the best plan of action. But I don't know. I don't feel compelled to have to go out and take a photo. There'll be plenty of people that take photos of it that are way better than mine. Yet, you know, I'm also like, oh, look, a rainbow, when I run out the front door and take a photo. Why? First of all, it never looks as good in the picture. But what am I going to do with that? I'm never going to look at that photo again. Oh, remember that time there was a rainbow outside of work? Who cares? But if you want to take some photos, and certainly a lot of you out there take pride in your photos, just remember to use a filter. And I heard something earlier on America in the Morning where they said not to use your phone unless you have an optic lens. But I think most of the newer phones do. I know my Samsung does. And I don't know how much you would want to zoom in on the sun, because those filters are made for being distant from the sun. The closer you get, the more chance you might be taking. And again, I don't know. I don't know how easily it is to get blinded by an eclipse. I'm just believing what everybody's telling us, which is to keep eye protection on at all times. You know, they tell us, oh, don't stare directly into the sun, like, ever. But you always look up and you say, oh, how long can I look? Oh, 3 seconds, okay. We've all done that, right? But it's a little different with the diffused light of an eclipse. Because your eyes don't understand. Your eyes are fooled to think it's not as intense as it will be. And then you're blasted with it. So just keep that in mind. So around 3:30, we'll have totality. It's going to last for about 2 or 3 minutes. Nocturnal animals will start coming out. I don't know. It's not going to get totally dark here, but it'll be eerie enough. People will ooh and ah. Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. It'll be fun. And then we can move on. We can move on from eclipse talk, which has been all over the news all weekend. In conversation with people all weekend. Oh, what are your eclipse plans? Well, it's in the middle of the workday, so working. I mean, obviously, we'll take some time out to go outside and look, but got stuff to do. What are your eclipse plans? 508-996-0500. You can also send me app chat messages on the WBSM app. A little bit later on in the 7 o'clock hour, it's Money Monday, so we will talk with Manny the Money Man Resendiz from Euclid Financial Services about planning for retirement. Then in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Jack Spillane of New Bedford Light, turning on the light. We'll talk about a couple of columns that Jack has had recently, one on the problem property landlords, and then one that he had last week on the potential for a new New Bedford High School and some of the work that needs to be done on some of the city's elementary schools. Jack did a very deep dive into all of that. A great piece, a lengthy piece, but full of information that you can read at newbedfordlight.org. We can also talk a little WrestleMania. It was a very, very good event over two nights. The term new era is being thrown around quite a bit because starting tonight, going forward, it's going to be all storylines that have nothing to do with Vince McMahon. This is Triple H, the Paul Levesque era. Paul Levesque, who actually got his wrestling start here on the South Coast as Terror Rising back in the early 90s. He graduated from Killer Kowalski's wrestling school and spent a lot of time here in New Bedford and Fall River cutting his teeth. And now he's in charge of what has become really a global juggernaut. Like, as big as WWE has been, it's over the last year, it's really blown up. And this new ownership with Endeavor and TKO has pushed it to new heights. And so now it's going to be bigger than it's been. Bigger, at least on the global scale, than it was during the Attitude Era. And it's becoming cool again. It's becoming something that the average casual person is watching and knows about. So it's a renaissance period here for wrestling. And last night, we had two local connections to it. As you know, Teddy Goods, local wrestler and co-owner of Kojo's Toy World in New Bedford, he was on SmackDown a couple weeks ago. But he also got to be part of WrestleMania. At the beginning of the night two card, Drew McIntyre took on Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. And they had, because McIntyre is the Scottish warrior, they had a drum and bagpipes group come out Actually, one of my social media friends was in that group, a local Philadelphia group. And as the Drum and Bagpipes Corps played him out, he walked down the stage and there was a bunch of guys dressed up like Braveheart holding broadswords over the aisle. And one of those warriors was Teddy Goods. I just was looking at the screen and I'm like, watching as each guy dropped his sword as McIntyre. And I was like, oh, there's Ted. Which was great to see. They've used him in a lot of different backstage roles, but now he gets a WrestleMania moment. He was on stage in front of 74,000 people, almost 75,000 people for WrestleMania. That's pretty awesome. And then, of course, the ring announcer for the entire weekend with the WWE name of Samantha Irvin is actually New Bedford's own Samantha Johnson. And she got the chance to work both nights. The crowd loves her. The wrestlers love her. All the WWE staff love her because of her passion and her fandom for what's going on in the ring. Like, she has honest, raw reactions to everything that goes on. And one of the things that I would like to ask her, and she can't answer this question if I did, because I know how WWE works. But I would like to ask her if she knows what's going to happen in the matches. Because when I was a ring announcer, at least when I first started, they didn't want to tell me anything about what was going on because they wanted me to have honest reactions at ringside. And they didn't want me to telegraph what might happen. Like pick up the mic during a pin attempt. They see me pick up the mic. They're like, oh, he's picking up the mic. This must be it. So little things like that, little subtle things that I never would have thought of. So I wonder how much they tell her ahead of time, but the emotion she had last night, the spoiler alert here, if you don't want to hear what happened last night, I'm going to ruin it for you. Obviously, don't go on the internet either. But when Cody Rhodes won the WWE Championship, the emotion in her voice, the video of it's going viral. So maybe we'll play that for you a little bit later on. But you can tell, you know, she is a true fan, and of course she is. She grew up watching the Attitude Era and being the biggest fan of Stone Cold Steve Austin. And now she gets to be... She's achieved a rarity for a ring announcer where she's over with the fans. She's popular with the fans. She's somebody who they really care about without her being involved, without her having to make herself the show. So a very rare thing to do for a ring announcer. I don't think a ring announcer has been as beloved as her since, as much as people like Lillian Garcia, I don't think since Howard Finkel. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I've got to take my first break. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment. But keep in mind that once again, we have another week full of chances for you to win cash. We will have codes for you every hour beginning at 8 a.m. 10 times a day. So a code every hour for 10 hours each weekday. Your chance to win cash here on WBSM. All you have to do is listen for the code. When you hear it, enter it at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app where it says win cash. And when you enter that, you will be entered to win the hourly prize of $100 and also entered to win the grand prize of $30,000. So it couldn't be any easier. You're already listening to WBSM all day. Why not try to get rewarded for it with win cash? And of course, if you run into any trouble figuring it out, just send me an email, tim@wbsm.com, and I'll walk you through it. But it's really simple. You just go to the website or the app. On the app, there's the Win Cash button. On the website, there's the Win Cash tab at the top of the page. Click on that, and then you'll see 8 a.m. code, 9 a.m. code, 10 a.m. code. So you just enter in the code each hour. You don't have to enter in every hour. If you miss an hour or two, that's okay. But each one is your entry to try to win cash. here on WBSM, and it's brought to you by our friends at Architect Managed IT Services. All right, it's time now to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day with Ariel Dorsey.
NASA studying Earth's effects during the solar eclipse. Earthquake aftershocks could be on the rise. And President Biden announces a new student loan program.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Millions of people will be looking up to the sky today to witness the solar eclipse. It's the first total eclipse here since 2017 and will be the last until 2044. The path of totality, where the sun is completely covered by the moon, will occur in over a dozen states. NASA will be launching three sounding rockets from a Virginia flight facility to study how the Earth's upper atmosphere is affected during a solar eclipse. The rockets are designed to measure how the sun's disappearance affects the ionosphere. Scientists want to determine if a loss of sunlight can disrupt radio and satellite communication. The Israeli military is withdrawing ground troops from the southern Gaza Strip. The IDF said on Sunday that its 98th Division is leaving the strip to recuperate and prepare for future operations. The withdrawal comes as Egypt is reportedly preparing to host a new round of negotiations aimed at reaching a ceasefire and a hostage deal between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Seismologists say aftershocks could continue for another week following Friday's earthquake in New Jersey. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 4.8 earthquake was the strongest on the East Coast in 100 years and shook buildings across the Northeast. An arrest has been made in connection with the arson fire set at the Burlington office of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. The 35-year-old from California was arrested Sunday and is being held without bail. The Vermont U.S. Attorney's Office says the man set the fire outside the door of the senator's office Friday, causing some damage but no injuries. And President Biden will be in Wisconsin today to announce a new student loan forgiveness program. The planned announcement comes after the Supreme Court stopped his previous attempt at a student debt program almost a year ago.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics took home the win over the Trailblazers. Tomorrow night, they visit the Milwaukee Bucks. Opening game tomorrow afternoon for the Red Sox when they host the Baltimore Orioles. And the Bruins will host the California Hurricanes tomorrow night at TD Garden.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Solar Eclipse Day. And if you are going to be one of the ones that will be viewing the solar eclipse, I hope you have the proper glasses ready and handy. This morning, mid to upper 30s, sunny skies. This afternoon, sunny skies will prevail. Temperature high 58. Early afternoon in the mid 50s as we head into and around the 3 o'clock hour. Due to the solar eclipse, those temperatures will dip just a bit. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jose del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Ariel Dorsey for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. You can also use App Chat on the WBSM app. And you can also, if you need to, send me emails, tim@wbsm.com. But of course, the open line voicemails are a great feature too. If you are out and about and you are unable to stay on hold, or maybe you're heading into work and you can't be on the phone at work, whatever it may be, you can just record a little something and send it over and we can play it here on the air. So we did get an app chat message from Jeff in Fall River. Says, good morning, Tim. I wonder what would happen to any satellites on the moon if we have that we have at this moment being so close to the sun. Would they be destroyed by the heat? Well, the moon isn't going to be any closer to the sun. It's going to be in the path of the sun to the Earth. So normally it would be, you know, on the other side of the Earth while we're getting the sun, but in this particular case, the alignment changes up and it blocks out the sun. So it's not like it's moving closer to the sun. And anything that could happen out there in space like this, this equipment is all designed to withstand some of that. You got to think that out there in the stars and out there in the universe, there's a lot of damage that can happen to anything. Whether it be extreme cold, extreme heat, depending on, you know, which direction the equipment is heading. Scientists are pretty good about planning for a lot of that. I mean, think about the Mars rovers and how they've been built to withstand the elements on a completely different planet. Think about the deep space probes that we've sent out that are still able to transmit back. And I can't even wrap my head around the size of even just our solar system, let alone our galaxy, let alone the universe itself. When I watched Cosmos, the reboot they did a few years ago with Neil deGrasse Tyson, after every episode, my brain hurt. Like trying to wrap my head just around the size and the scale of everything. And I've been lucky enough a couple of times to interview Neil deGrasse Tyson. And I've had to say, like, I need you to dumb it down to me to a point where it makes sense, because it's just so mind-blowing to think about the things that go on outside of this planet. Things like what we will have today. And think about what eclipses have meant through history. Nowadays, we know that they're coming. We understand them. We know what it's all about. We can get excited. We can get viewers. We can sit outside. We can watch it. But there was a time when mankind didn't understand what was happening and stared directly into the eclipse too, by the way. Oh my God, Grog just got blinded looking at the sun. Well, it must have been the gods punishing us for something. We seem to have a persecution complex as a species. It was never just something natural that happens. It was always us getting punished for something. But over time, we've come to understand it better. We've been able to predict it. We've been able to circle it on our calendar like we have for today. And if you are somebody that doesn't care about the eclipse, well, it'll be over in a few hours. You won't have to hear about it for another 20 years. Although I'm sure there'll be other celestial events. I got to be honest with you. I roll my eyes when there's all these articles and all the talk in the news about these different meteor showers. Because every time they happen, they're always happening in the middle of the night. And it's usually cloudy. Great. Yeah, the meteor shower. Okay. We're not going to see it. I'm not going to see it if we could see it. So I get it. I understand people that are already all eclipsed out. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Morning. How you doing?
How's it going?
Not bad. Talking about the eclipse, did you hear what the resident moron in Congress said? Marjorie Taylor Greene?
No.
She's so stupid, man. It's just how we elect, like, the dumbest of the dumb. It baffles me. She comes out and she tweets about the earthquake in New York and the eclipse. And she basically said, we need to repent. America needs to repent and turn away from its evil ways because we're having an eclipse and an earthquake in New York. I'm like, are we still in the dark ages? Do we still think like there's going to be a dragon that's going to eat the sun and that this is the end of the world, like the apocalypse is happening? Like this is the people that we have in Congress, and she's definitely not the only one. She's just the dumber one to actually vocalize what she has, you know, what she's thinking.
Do you think she really believes it though, or do you think she's just, you know, feeding her base?
Oh, no, she absolutely believes it. She also said that there's, you know, Jewish space lasers, so she absolutely believes it. She's an idiot. She's an absolute moron. And there's others that would, you know, jump on her bandwagon and, you know, rile up the base, the religious base, that the people that believe, like, natural phenomenon are, like, God's vengeance on an area, like hurricanes in Louisiana or whatever. No, it just absolutely makes me laugh, because how can we take people serious? How can these people actually be the ones making laws that direct our country? And she's out here thinking that the eclipse is a sign from God that God's mad. It just makes absolutely no sense to me. And then you have Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania that had the stroke, and he's actually a lot better now. So John Fetterman, he put out a tweet yesterday or the day before, kind of poking fun at Donald Trump, right? When Donald Trump was looking at the sun and, you know, looking at the eclipse without glasses on or whatever. Mm-hmm. And lately, he's been like the golden child for the conservative base, because he's been very vocal on his support for Israel. He's been very vocal on, you know, squatters' laws being absolutely ridiculous. He's been very vocal on the right issues and things that the conservative base care about. And then all of a sudden he tweets out something about Trump and poking fun at him. They all get triggered. They're all upset. And they're all, you know, how can you do this? Turn your back on us. And these people are so, they're so soft in both political teams. But lately it's been, you know, obviously the right wing is just ridiculous too. But yeah, I heard you talking about the eclipse, and it just made me laugh. It made me think of the resident moron from Georgia. And
I just don't know how anybody can think end. That. We understand
I don't know.
What it's all about. We know what causes it.
Right. We also know that, you know, major Category 5 hurricanes hit Louisiana and hit Texas and hit Washington, D.C. once in a while. But yet here they are thinking this is God's punishment on the gays because they passed gay marriage. You know, gay marriage is fine in the United States. So, you know, Louisiana got hit with a Category 5 hurricane. You know, I forget who it was. And this is also the same thing recently. They actually came out and said, there were storm clouds over Washington, D.C., a lightning storm, thunderstorm over Washington, D.C. Must have been God. God's mad at Joe Biden. Someone from Congress, another congressman, a leader, said there's, storm clouds and lightning, and they're mad at Joe Biden.
Well,
God's mad at Joe Biden.
I saw similar sentiments when there was that photo going around of lightning striking the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, exactly.
And everybody knows what lightning is. Thunder is just God bowling, and lightning is somebody taking a picture of him getting a strike. That's all that it is.
Right. It's just, I sometimes wonder, I'm like, are these people serious? And then I look at who they are and what they've said in the past. I'm like, they could probably believe it, because there is a conservative base, a religious base, that believe that natural phenomenon are controlled by God.
Well, we'll see what happens today. If if we're going to have, you know, all kinds of, if the seas will boil and, you know, rivers will turn to blood and all of that. I'm going to guess not.
Right.
Think we'll be okay.
Right. Yeah. I think we'll be all right. There's going to be an eclipse. The sun's going to go away for a little while, and it's going to come back. And when the sun comes back, I wonder if that's like God shining his face and his graces upon America again. Maybe we repented. And
even that, the sun doesn't actually go anywhere. It just gets covered up.
No, it doesn't. No, the ghost of Christmas past goes across the sun, because we've been bad children, and Santa's not going to come and give us presents anymore as Americans. You know, Santa is American, and Jesus is an American, And we need to realize that. And the sooner we realize that, the better off Donald Trump will become our next president.
Well, what are your eclipse viewing plans? Do you have any plans today?
Zero. I will. My mother actually gave me eclipse sunglasses for Easter because she's all excited about it. So I had about, when does it even happen? Like 3:30, somewhere around there?
Yeah, it's going to start about 2 o'clock. It'll start, you know, everything will start. And then 3:30 will be, I think it's 3:28 will be totality. Or as total as we're going to get here, 90%.
I'll look up and I'll go, it did happen. And then I'll go to the gym.
Yep, that's pretty much my plan is just, regular day, catch it for a few minutes and move on.
Yeah, I'm like, there it is. Just like they said it was.
All right. Amazing. Well, hopefully Santa brings you your eclipse presents tonight.
All right, Tim. Have a good one.
You as well. All right. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be right back in just a few moments. App. Those aren't the lyrics. All right. I used to have a book about misheard song lyrics. And that was certainly one of the songs that had multiple misheard lyrics, as a lot of Creedence songs tend to have. 508-996-0500. And even if you are, all eclipsed out and you're thinking to yourself, oh, man, I just want this day to be over. I don't want to hear any more about this eclipse. I just want to get through my Monday and move on. Well, you can still celebrate, even if you're not going to watch the eclipse. You can still celebrate by treating yourself to a delicious breakfast from Just Another Phoenix. They are located on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth. Some of the weekend specials that they had just sounded absolutely fantastic. Hawaiian omelet with ham, pineapple, and mozzarella. Funfetti pancakes. A Greek omelet with spinach, feta, tomatoes, olives. A bacon double cheeseburger omelet featuring seasoned hamburger, mozzarella, cheddar, and bacon. A Mexican omelet with salsa, seasoned hamburger, and cheddar. Berry Blast pancakes. And the one that sounds really, really good, Cinnamon Toast Crunch French Toast. So those were the weekend specials, but they still might have some of those on the menu today at Just Another Phoenix Restaurant, Fawns Corner Road in Dartmouth. If you don't have time to sit down and have a full breakfast, that's okay. You can get everything on their menu through their takeout window. So if you are running around with all your pre-eclipse plans, you can still have a delicious full breakfast from Just Another Phoenix. Again, they're located on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth. And make sure you follow them on Facebook so you can keep up to date with all of their great specials. All right, I've got to take one final break here in the hour, and then we'll see if we can squeeze in a call or two before we run out of time this hour. In the next hour, we'll be joined by Manny, the Money Man Resendiz. It is Money Monday. We're going to be talking about how to prepare you for retirement. And then later on in the 8 o'clock hour, Jack Spillane of New Bedford Light will join us to turn on the light. But right now, we'll take a break and be back in a few.
And all that you love, and all that you hate, trust, all you say.
And we're just a few hours away from that happening, which, by the way, if you're looking for a fun activity during the eclipse, throw on Dark Side of the Moon and Wizard of Oz at the same time. You have to